You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more. This is Rooftop Farming with Ben Flanner, a weekly update on heritageradionetwork.org, live from the Brooklyn Grange.
Oh, the lovely sounds of, what is that, the lute? I'm not sure. But today we are on the line, as always, with Ben, looking for an update on New York City's best rooftop farm. Ben, I heard we're talking tomatoes today, so give us the ins and outs.
Yeah, that would be fun to talk about the sort of the art of balancing the tomato harvest, and because you're always sort of straddling this tight supply and demand. And it is such a low shelf-stable product. It's something you don't want to end up putting in the fridge or, of course, the freezer or anything like that. So it's a fun time of year, and we are right in the middle of it. Every year, seems like in late August, the tomato plants start looking a bit tired and start browning up and just looking like they're running out of steam. But then there's a last push in September, like the week after Labor Day, right around now. Is often when we're getting actually our highest volumes of the entire season of tomatoes. And, I thought it'd be fun to talk about that a little bit. So basically we have a steady supply of tomatoes coming out of the field, but it fluctuates on a day-to-day basis. And it's quite an art of keeping the balance and, setting expectations so you have consistent quantities for the restaurants. And then figuring out what to do when you do have excess. And then the easiest things for us to do with excess is farmers market and CSA. And luckily those are staggered throughout the week, so we have several different opportunities for those. But then also, of course, at times you're making the firestorm sale. Monday it rained. Monday was Labor Day. We did take off the farm. We took off, which was awesome. And it rained, and for any tomato growers out there, you know that when you get a significant quantity of water on the tomatoes, the roots will take those right up and push the water right into the fruits and just burst their skins. So basically, all the tomatoes cracked on Monday. We picked them Tuesday morning.
Oh, man.
And then, but they're not goners, but you have to discount them, and you sell them as seconds. Or as B grade, and they also have virtually no shelf life because they'll start to down very quickly. And then at the end of the day, our goal is to never refrigerate the tomatoes because that degrades the flavor quite a bit.
Yeah, I was wondering about that. Actually, can you talk on that point a little bit with regards to tomato storage? Because the refrigerate, don't refrigerate, and then you mentioned that it degrades the flavor, but I think I've always noticed too, like there's a texture component with regards to, I feel like the skins get a little tougher. So what is like the best way to store them at your home, and then how do you store them on the farm kind of in between markets?
Yeah, well, so when we harvest them at the farm, we put them, we make sure that they have a little bit of airflow, but not too much, and we put them in the shade, in a quiet place. And ideally the temperature would be a little bit less than like a hot summer day, like probably more like 60s, possibly even 50s, but no colder than that. In terms of the chemistry of it, I wish I was an expert. We're all going to have to go find a Google search for it. But when you expose a tomato, especially to a refrigerator's temperature, let's just for the sake of the discussion say it's like 35 degrees or 40 degrees, it does something to the fruit, for sure. It degrades the quality and the flavor. It makes the skin tougher. Sometimes it makes it more mealy. All these bad things all at the same time. And significantly decreases the quality of the tomato. That said, especially when there's a crack in it or with the pressure that restaurants have from the health department for fruit flies and things like that, lots of people are still forced to put their tomatoes in the fridge. Because of all these reasons, with shelf stability and with, the fact that if there is a little crack, if there's a little juice, the flies are going to find it right away. So it's frustrating.
Yeah. I mean, I've definitely dealt with that this week. It's been really hard.
<For your own. laughs> And then the last thing I thought would be kind of fun is to talk about how we grade them, because that's a term that we use for people when they come up to the farm. We say, oh, yeah, we got to grade the tomatoes, and obviously not entirely intuitive. But it's kind of fun. It can take a little bit of time, too. But when you're out in the field and you're grabbing them, if we're really organized, we might have sort of like an A and a B bin set up, but everything kind of ends up getting mixed together. So you do have to double check it, or maybe just start from scratch once you bring it in. So we bring it to the sorting station, and then we have a lot of different categories, which also makes sort of that art and science of balancing the tomato supply even more complicated. But we have A-grade heirlooms. And then we have B-grade heirlooms, which might mean that it has a crack or a small bruise or something like that. And sometimes you have your C-grade, which might end up going straight into the freezer, or it might get sold for firestorm prices, or it might actually end up in the compost, unfortunately. But then we also have B-sticks, which would be, or like red slicers, which are not heirlooms and don't command quite the same price. So we have to keep those separate, also with A's, B's, and sometimes C's. And then we have our cherry tomatoes, so we have to keep those separate and then pull out those cracks and things like that. So we often end up with like 5-6 different piles of tomatoes, and it's really important that you stay very organized with it. You have to keep weighing them so you can feed the supply into the chefs and things like that, so you make sure you're selling them at the end of the day, too, because you don't want to hang on to them.
Yeah, and I know last week you had mentioned that you were feeling like actually some of the slicers that you were pulling out had, for whatever reason, better flavor than some of the heirloom varieties. So, I mean, can you ever kind of regrade based on your kind of flavor choices, or you're kind of stuck to the genetics of the plant?
Good question. Yeah, I think in general the market kind of sets that price that the red slicers are going to be a little bit less expensive than the heirlooms. And that's okay because they're easier to grow, they're more productive, and they also have less issues, so you're going to get a better yield out of them. So it's okay that they sell for a little bit less. But then, yeah, at that point it becomes kind of relationships and what are the discussions that we have with our chefs in terms of, you should take, more of these instead of less of these because they taste better, or, work that into your heirloom mix. You need a little bit of that bright red color. Don't want to just have 100% heirlooms in your panzanella salad, things like that. So
right.
It becomes sort of the sales angle at that point, too.
Well, so like all things, ask your farmer if you want the what's what on the best of that wheat's market, huh?
Yeah. We basically walk around tasting things all day. So.
Well, Ben, thank you so much for taking some time out to give us an update. Definitely encourage folks to head out to the markets this week and grab some tomatoes before they're gone.
Yeah, it's a fun time of year.
For folks who want to find out more about what's happening at the Grange, look for volunteer opportunities or market spots, definitely check them out, www.brooklyngrangefarm.com. You can find them on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Definitely follow them. And then, of course, head out to the Rockaways for that honey festival coming up, I believe, next weekend. So stay tuned. Is that right, next weekend?
It's coming up this Saturday.
This Saturday. Awesome. Honey Festival on Saturday. Rad. More info on the website. Stay tuned. Up next, we've got the Farm Report. Shoot me.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes Store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.